It's been a tough few years, my friends, and sometimes it seems like we entrepreneurs can never catch a break. We went right from a pandemic into an economic downturn, which some are calling a recession. Hey, it's Deb Boulanger, and this is a slightly different episode of Life After Corporate. There's no music intro today. It's just you and me having a conversation about how you can survive and even thrive in the coming weeks and months ahead. Even though it seems like everything is uncertain, what we can control is our own mindset and how we react to changing circumstances. And before we dive in to some of the things that you can do today to ensure your business continues to grow and that you continue to thrive as a CEO of your business, I want to pause and invite you to an event that I'm hosting this Thursday and Friday, July 14th and 15th. It's called Fresh Outta Corporate. It's a six-figure roadmap for new coaches and consultants where I'll be opening up all of my strategies around how to develop compelling package service offerings, how to price and message and market your services, what's working now with sales, and how you can set yourself up to grow your business by 50% this year. It's not too late. People still have a need for what you have to offer, regardless of what's happening in the press or what fear tactics are being promoted in the media. I want you to be able to feel confident and calm that with the right strategy, you too will be able to continue to succeed and grow this year. And so that event is to learn more. It's 2 hours each day, so a total of 4 hours with me. You'll be sick of me by the end of the week, or you'll be wanting to join one of my programs, one of the two. It's called Fresh Outta Corporate, and you can get there by going to thegreatdoover.com/event. And that's a great doover is doover.com/event, and sign up, save your seat, and I will see you in the live Zoom room next week where we work on your current business strategy, what's working now, and what needs to be changed or adapted in order to succeed in the future. So let's talk about where we are right now and what you can do to continue to be relevant or even more relevant with the services that you offer for your ideal clients. And I think the number one skill for you to tap right now is your power of listening and pattern recognition. So there's still a need for your services, probably now more than ever. It's a matter of talking to people who are in your market, who you consider to be your ideal clients, and finding out what matters most to them right now. What is causing them anxiety, right? So what are they thinking about when they wake up in the middle of the night? What are some of the ways that you can be flexible and adaptable in how you offer your services so that you can deliver your clients an immediate result? It's always helpful, and it's always much easier to sell when you have an immediate and pressing problem that you have a quick and easy solution to. So I would focus there. And it might mean that you're creating a new service offering. It might mean you're carving up a bigger service offering that maybe you've sold for multiple five figures in the past, and that you are, you know, maybe selling for $10,000 right now, or $20,000 if you're selling to corporate, or maybe $3,000 to $5,000 if you're selling to individuals. So I want you to be flexible and adaptable. Look at what your ideal clients need right now and adapt your service offerings to deliver them an immediate result. Number two is you need to be consistent in your marketing. So there's a bunch of people who are going to fade back into the woodwork. There are a bunch of new entrepreneurs who are going to get scared. And instead of sticking to it and continuing to focus on their passion and their purpose and the mission that they have with their business, they're going to go back and get a job or try to get a job. And there will be fewer people who are investing money in marketing or advertising. And the good news is that just leaves more room for you. So the more consistent and the more relevant you can be with your marketing and your messaging, the larger share of the available market you'll be able to attain. So I want you to double down on your marketing, focus on what's working, get your hustle on. You know, now is not a time to recede into the background. Now is the time to step out front. And that might mean not doing some of the more, you know, fancy or automated things like pushing links to people in messaging or using chatbots, but really dialing back the hands of time, so to speak, into what always works. Real connections, reaching out to people to establish relationships, offering to be of service, connect, being generous. You really can't give away too much of your knowledge to people in your community or in your circles of influence. The more you can stand up as a leader, the more you can share, the more you can support the members of your community. There are people in your ecosystem who have been watching you for a year or 2 years who want to work with you. They just haven't stepped forward yet. So now is not the time for you to be quiet. Now is the time for you to be more relevant than ever. And the more conversations you have with people who are in your ecosystem, the more you tap into their inner dialogue, the more conversations that you have, the more relevant you will be. So host a roundtable. Invite a bunch of people who you've already spoken with as prospects in the past and invite them into a room and have a conversation with them. Help them get through this difficult period of time. They'll never forget you for that. And many of them will want to invest in their company's success or in their personal success through working with you. So don't shy away. Connect with people. And if sales has been a struggle for you up until this point, and it is for many entrepreneurs who don't have a sales background, right? So you're a content matter expert. You have expertise in what you do. You might not be an expert at sales. So it's time to get that support. You know, join a mastermind, get into a community of other entrepreneurs who are learning and growing. I mean, my six-figure accelerator clients and I had a sales conversation skills development session last week. We did role-playing. I gave them a basic framework, but basically to be good at sales is not to follow someone else's script, but to understand how the conversation around someone's need for help is best structured. You know, how to be with people in the conversation without judging yourself at the same time, wondering if they're going to buy from you, or thinking about what you're going to say next. The best strategy I can give you for being more successful in sales is to be more fully present in the conversation and not to feel like you have to prove your knowledge or prove your capability by coaching them or offering them consulting advice right there in that conversation. That's not what a sales consultation is for. A sales consultation is to explore what is their challenge, what is it costing them, what is the vision for success that they have, what is that worth to them, and what is the possibility that you could create if the two of you were to work together? That's an effective sales conversation framework. So focus on what works. And the fourth piece of the puzzle, so we've talked about your product, your marketing, your sales skills or sales strategy, and the last is your CEO mindset. How are you showing up as a CEO in your business? How are you prioritizing your time? How are you mastering distractions? How are you setting your priorities? How are you determining what's important now? And how are you showing up consistently? I know you've heard me say this before. Consistency wins hands down time and time and time again. So in order for you to be a success in your business, you need to be consistent. And I want to help you. And I can't help you if we're not connected outside of this platform. So I invite you to join me at one of my upcoming events. And if you can't join me for Fresh Out of Corporate, reach out to me. I'm on every social media platform. Reach out to me on LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram. I'm Deb Boulanger. It's the Life After Corporate podcast. My company is called The Great Do-Over. So reach out to me in the Facebook group, Life After Corporate. Reach out to me in LinkedIn and start a conversation. Say, Deb, I heard your podcast and I know I need more help. I know I need a community of other entrepreneurs that I can thrive in. I'd like to talk about how you could help me. And let's book a call and let's have a conversation. There is no obligation. You're not obligated to join one of my programs if you don't feel ready for it. But I also offer a lot of free content outside of this podcast, free webinars, free workshops, the opportunity to get, you know, 5 or 10 minutes of laser coaching from me in one of those formats, because I want you to succeed. And if you have the will to succeed, if you are a woman of purpose, if you have a big mission and you want to make an impact with your work, now is not a time for you to back down. Now is a time for you to double down. Double down, be consistent, be adaptive, listen to your marketplace, look for opportunities to be more relevant, have the confidence to charge the value of the outcome you provide. That is my ROA sales call sales formula and the ROA sales call format. It's all about return on advantage. We've actually gotten return on advantage approved for trademark, which I'm super excited about. But that's a trademarks are a conversation for another day. Right now, I want you to feel confident that you've got this. That even though we might be heading into a summer slowdown where sales slow for most companies, except resort communities, which experience their biggest growth during the year, during the summer, most consulting firms, most coaching companies experience a bit of a slowdown during the months of July and August. I don't want you to panic. I want you to set yourself up for great success come September. So let's use this time, go back to summer school, come to the Fresh Out of Corporate event, and let's boost up your marketing, boost up your sales, adapt your product portfolio to what's relevant now in your marketplace. So I hope to see you there. Again, go to thegreatdoover.com/event and sign up now. Save your seat. Reserve those 2 hours, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern, Thursday and Friday, July 14th and 15th, and I'll coach you to your success so that you can grow your business this year. That's it for now, my friend. Short episode this week. I will see you next time. Take care.